message 3. Mr. LeGates. I am calling because I just learned about you, and I've done a lot of research. First of all, I'm 78. I'm retired. I built a huge company, and I sold it international. And I just gave $1 million to my local state university, so I am no lightweight. Sir, you have not heard the last from me. You, don't you dare have anything to do with Noah. Somebody that doesn't believe in climate change? Sir, I'm frankly sick about this because I know Noah so well, and it's a wonderful organization. And believe me, I'll be in touch with the president of Delaware to tell him what I think about his university. Anyway, sir, I'm being mean right now, but lose some weight. You're fat. But worse than that, you're stupid, and you have become part of the stupid, stupid president. Evil climate change. So I'm just about to call my friend who lives in Oregon, who's a fear her house is about to burn down. Oh, no, climate science. Climate change. You are a evil, disgusting man, and you will hear more from me. Shame on you, and lose some weight.
Received yesterday at 10:29 p.m. Message 4.
Part of the unit. I need to find out, indeed, do you not believe in that the climate is falling apart? I mean, have you looked at what's going on the West Coast? On climate change? Are you against the scientific opinion that climate change exists? I'm sorry, I am 78, I'm a multimillionaire, or whatever that means, but I built a big company, and I know good, and I know bad, and I think you're going in to head up Noah is very, very bad. And when I decide something is very bad, I know as a citizen, I have a right to express my opinion. So you have just started to hear from you, but it's University of Delaware that I'm going to call. They have you on. You are a professor there? What kind of a university is that? And my late husband was an American professor, so I know how these things work, and I know Delaware. University of Delaware ought to be ashamed of themselves. I'll get to them. Of course, we won't talk about the fact that Trump is the most disastrous. People, he's a murderer. He's a murderer because he said the virus would just go away when he knew all along it wouldn't. And I now think you are a murderer, so sue me. Because you are saying climate change has no role in the fact that I have a friend I just talked to in Medford, Oregon. It's killing people. It's killing people, and you don't care because you're an evil fat man. You'll hear from me more, and I can call you whatever I want. I am a citizen of this country, and you are a total disaster. Don't you dare go head up Noah.
Received today at 1:05 a.m.